Well, exciting news overnight and yesterday, hearing that the 2026 Commonwealth Games bid has been launched by Victoria, and a lot of it would be based in the regional areas. Let's catch up with the leader of the Nationals and Shadow Minister for Regional Victoria, Peter Walsh. Peter, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Robbo.
So as the Shadow Minister for Regional Victoria, the fact that if we get the Comm Games, and that would look pretty likely, I'd suggest, that a lot of it's going to be based in regional areas, that's good news.
It is good news. I think it's, you know, we're looking to recover and rebuild. We need to get some energy back into our communities after 2 years of lockdown. So this might be part of the catalyst that gets that going. But I suppose it's very important that the cost is not just shifted to our local municipalities and to our local sporting clubs. We need to make sure there's a major injection from the state government into infrastructure, both transport and sporting facilities, to make sure that we really do showcase ourselves to the world.
Yeah. I guess one of the things that, even if it is regionally based, there's going to be a lot of people, obviously, coming from Melbourne and also flying in from other areas of Australia to come to the regions. So I guess we've got to make sure that we can get them there properly.
Well, it's not just from other parts of Australia. It's from other parts of the Commonwealth. So, you know, the UK, Canada, South Africa, a lot of the countries that participate in the Commonwealth Games. So we're all very proud of regional Victoria, but we need to make sure we have the transport systems, the sporting facilities and the ease of access so that we really do showcase regional Victoria.
Yeah, would you say though that in most major regional areas, we do have pretty good facilities at the moment. I guess that's one of the reasons why it's being looked at, to keep costs down a bit from having to, you know, build new infrastructure in Melbourne.
Well, it is, but I think quite rightly by those people that have been promoting it, there is a lot more to Victoria than just Melbourne. Melbourne used to be the most livable city. It's not anymore, and hopefully we reclaim that crown not in the not-too-distant future, but there is a lot more to Victoria than just Melbourne, and I think this is an opportunity for all of us that are so proud of our various respective parts of Victoria to really showcase it to all those Commonwealth countries that will be coming here.
And with this, you know, bid being launched, and the fact that it's an election year as well, is that sort of problematic? Does that make it more difficult? Or is it sort of just business as usual? And if you blokes got in, you just take over and pick it up from there?
Well, that would be the case, yeah. We are all Victorians. Doesn't matter which side of the parliamentary chamber you sit on, we are all Victorians, and we're all very proud of being Victorians. And I think our communities will make this happen. It's not just about government. It's about community, and particularly getting community involvement. And, yeah, you know, we want to get people active again. Everyone's been locked up for too long, so this is a chance to really, you know, when the games come to particular towns, you'll be, you know, pleasantly surprised at the number of young people who will take up a particular sport because they've seen it firsthand, and that augurs well for the future.
Yeah. Talking of being locked down as well, I see that you've come out with a statement that you guarantee face-to-face learning for Bendigo to back families to recover and to rebuild if you get into power. I think everybody would agree that that's the way to go. I guess just playing devil's advocate, though, is you know, not knowing what the pandemic could still do, is that sort of writing checks that you may not be able to cash?
I don't believe so at all, Robbo. That what we did yesterday, what Matthew did, what I did in Mildura, was sign the pledge to an education guarantee that we'll keep schools open. I think there's very good advice now from all the experts that the best place for children to be is face-to-face learning, both through the pandemic, but also for their own social and educational well-being. I think absolute credit to the teachers and to the families that suffered through remote learning over the last 2 years, but it's time to move on. It's time to make sure that we, kids and schools and parents, actually have a firm guarantee that schools won't be shut down in the future.
Yeah. Just in closing, Peter, your overall perspective on where things are at now in terms of the pandemic and in terms of how we have gone about the pandemic in Victoria?
Well, I think people are ready to move on with their lives. You know, the past is the past, and that will be analysed by various institutions into the future. But I think right now, people want a dose of positivity. They want a plan that will actually get them back, their normal lives back, and we can get going again. And that's what we've been talking about all this week, about how we actually get that positivity, how we look to the future rather than talk about the past.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'd get too many arguments there, that's for sure. Hey, Peter, always good to chat, and thanks very much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Good on you. Peter Walsh, the Shadow Minister for Regional Victoria and leader of the Nationals as well, on the Wake Up Call.